Welcome to the Broadway Radio Show. I'm Donald Feltham. And with the recent announcement that Broadway's longest-running show, The Phantom of the Opera, will be returning to New York very soon. Actually, I believe it's going to start previews sometime late July, this time off-Broadway in an immersive theatrical experience, apparently with the new title, Masquerade, and directed by Tony winner Diane Paulus. I thought it was appropriate to do a Putting It Together episode of the score. Actually, I was a little surprised that I hadn't actually done a Putting It Together show of The Phantom of the Opera already. First, some details about the original Broadway run of the show. It opened on Broadway in January of 1988, January 26th to be exact, and ran, of course, for 13,981 performances, closing April 16th, 2023, making it the longest running show in Broadway history. Music by Andrew Lloyd Webber, lyrics by Charles Hart, and additional lyrics by Richard Stilgo. Stilgo and Lloyd Webber wrote the book. The show received 10 Tony nominations, winning 7 Tony Awards, including Best Musical, Best Actor for Michael Crawford, Featured Actress for Judy Kaye, Best Direction by Harold Prince, as well as Scenic Design, Costume Design, and Lighting Design. For this Putting It Together episode, we will be using recordings of 6 different casts, although we're only using 5 different cast recordings. And even then, one of those is a bit of an oddity. Plus, we will have a special bonus track at the end. The casts we're hearing from, or cast recordings we're hearing from, you'll kind of understand as we go along. Of course, we are using the original 1986 London cast recording featuring in the leading roles of the Phantom, Christine Daae and Raoul. We're going to hear Michael Crawford, Sarah Brightman, and Steve Barton, all of whom recreated their roles on Broadway, which is why there's no Broadway cast recording. Then we're also going to include the 1990 Canadian cast recording with Cole Wilkinson, Rebecca Kane, and Byron Neese. We'll then move on to one of the oddities, which is 2 1993 studio cast recordings, which featured Claire Moore as Christine and John Barrowman as Raoul, but they had different phantoms. Graham Bickley played the Phantom on the TER Records recording, and Ethan Freeman played the Phantom on the J Records recording. So other than the different phantoms, both of the cast recordings were identical in terms of who the rest of the cast were. So there's kind of an oddity that there were 2 studio cast recordings, but they just had different phantoms. Then we have a 1996 studio cast recording with Michael Heath, Kira Bronte, and Nigel Romley. Then, last but not least, we are going to include the 2022 London cast featuring Killian Donnelly as the Phantom and Lucy St. Louis as Christine. They released just a single track of the title song, so I thought that'd be fun to throw that in there when they sing The Phantom of the Opera, so you're going to hear them. They did not release an entire cast recording, just one track, so they're thrown in there for good measure. So we are going to start with Act 1. Here is the prologue overture and the dress rehearsal of Hannibal from The Phantom of the Opera.
Lot 666, then, a chandelier in pieces. Some of you may recall the strange affair of the Phantom of the Opera, a mystery never fully explained. We are told, the ladies and gentlemen, that this is the very chandelier which figures in the famous disaster. Our workshops have repaired it and wired parts of it for the new electric light so that we may get a hint of how it may look when reassembled. Perhaps we may frighten away the ghost of so many years ago with a little illumination, gentlemen!
shall break the chains of Rome. Good night, rejoice, your army has come home.
Insolent boy, the slave of fashion, basking in your glory. Ignorant fool, this brave young suitor, sharing in my triumph.
Angel, I hear you speak, I listen, stay by my side.
Shadow I hide. Look at your face in the mirror.
senses abandon their defenses. Slowly, gently, night unfurls its splendor, grasp it, sends it, tremulous and tender. Turn your face away from the garish light of day. Turn your thoughts away from darkest dreams. Purge your thoughts of the life you knew before. Close your eyes, let your spirit start to soar.
Glossy lake. There were cats. Wanted to see. Curse you, you little lying Delilah, you little viper, now you cannot ever be free. Damn you! Curse you! Stranger than you dreamt it, can you even dare to look or bear to think of me? This lonesome gargoyle who burns in hell but secretly yearns for heaven. Secretly, secretly, but Christine, fear can turn to love. You'll learn to see, to find the man behind the monster. This repulsive carcass who seems a beast but secretly dreams of beauty. Secretly, secretly. Oh. Return. Those two fools who run my theater will be missing you.
Prima Donna, First Lady of the stage, your devotee are on their knees to implore you. Can you bow out when they're shouting your name? Think of how they all adore you. Prima Donna, enchant us once again. Think of your muse and of the king round the theater. And you deny us the triumph in store. Sing Prima Donna once more.
Back to perfect comfort. Prima Donna, it struck that box 5 was to be kept empty.
It's him. I know it. It's him. Your part is silent, little toad.
A toad, madam? Perhaps it is you who are the toad.
Serafimo, away with this pretense. You cannot speak, but kiss me in my... For a fool, he makes me laugh.
Ladies and gentlemen, the performance will continue in 10 minutes' time, when the role of the Countess will be sung by Miss Christine Daae.
In the meantime, ladies and gentlemen, we shall be giving you the ballet from Act 3 of tonight's opera, Maestro. The ballet, now.
In his eyes, all the sadness.
forget these wide-eyed fears. I'm here, nothing can harm you. My words will warm and calm you. Let me be your freedom. Let daylight dry your tears. I'm here with you, beside you, to guard you and to guide you.
Thank you.
So there you heard Act 1 of The Phantom of the Opera. We began with the prologue overture and dress rehearsal for Hannibal from the 1990 Canadian recording. Then we heard Kira Bronte from the 1996 studio cast recording doing Think of Me, followed by The Mirror and The Angel of Music with Ethan Freeman and Claire Moore from the 1993 studio cast recording, one of the two different 93 studio cast recordings, but that time it was Ethan Freeman as the Phantom. Then we heard the title song, The Phantom of the Opera, with Killian Donnelly and Lucy St. Louis from the 2022 London cast, followed by The Music of the Night from the other 1993 studio recording. That time it was Graham Bickley as the Phantom. Then we heard I Remember and Stranger Than You Dreamt It from the 86 London recording with Sarah Brightman and Michael Crawford, followed by Prima Donna with Mark Winter, Michael Bauer, Sandra Dugdale, and the cast from the 1993 studio recordings. Il Muto and The Rooftop were from the 86 London recordings with Rosemary Ashe, Sarah Brightman, and Michael Crawford, and Steve Barton. Then we heard All I Ask of You with Claire Moore and John Barrowman from both of the 93 studio recordings, followed by the end of Act One, which is the reprise of All I Ask of You, and that was Michael Heath as the Phantom with Kira Bronte and Nigel Romley from the 1996 studio recording. So let's move on to Act Two of The Phantom of the Opera, and we're going to start up with the beautiful entr'acte performed by the orchestra from the 1986 London recording.
Masquerade, every face a different shade. Masquerade, look green and black, green and beast, trace of news, trace of beast. Faces, take a turn, take a ride on a merry-go-round. In an impure by a face, by a blue, true is false, who is who? Well of lips, well of gum, ace of hearts, ace of clown. Faces, drink it in, drink it up, till you drown in the lies, in the sound.
But who can name the beast?
Masquerade!
What we have here.
Dear Andre, re my orchestrations. We need another first bassoon. Get a player with tone, and that third trombone has to go. The man could not be deafer, so please preferably one who plays in tune.
Dear Ferma vis-a-vis my opera, some chorus members must be sacked. If you could find out which has a sense of pitch, wisely though, I've managed to assign a rather minor role to those who cannot act.
Outrage!
What is it now?
This whole affair is an outrage!
Signora, please!
Now what's the matter?
Have you seen the size of my part?
Signora, listen!
It's an insult!
Not you as well!
Just look at this, it's an insult!
Please understand!
Signora!
The things I have to do for my art!
If you can call this gibberish art!
Ah!
ears, a little flower.
Miss Dye, quite the lady of the hour.
She has secured the largest role in this Don Juan.
Christine Dye, she doesn't have the voice.
Signora, please.
Then I take it you'll agree.
She's behind this.
It appears we have no choice.
She's the one behind this, Christine Dye.
How dare you?
I'm not a fool.
You evil woman, how dare you?
You think I'm blind?
It's just my fault. I don't want any part in this plot.
Miss Dye, surely.
But why not?
What does she say?
It's your decision, but why not?
She's backing out.
You have a duty.
I cannot sing it, duty or not.
Christine, Christine, you don't have to. They can't make you.
Please, monsieur, another note. Fondest greetings to you all. A few instructions just before rehearsal starts. Carlotta must be taught to act. Not a normal trick constructing round the stage. Our Don Juan must lose some weight. It's not healthy in a Malpian's And my managers must learn that their place is in an office, not the arts. As for Miss Christine Dye, no doubt she'll do her best. It's true, her voice is rude. She knows no show she wished to excel. She has much still to learn. If bright will let her tongue be a teacher. Your obedient friend and angel.
Have all been blind, and yet the answer is staring us in the face. This could be the chance to ensnare our clever friend.
We're listening, go on.
We shall play his game, perform his work, but remember we hold the ace. For if Mr. Ace sings, he is certain to attend.
We make certain the doors are barred.
We make certain the men are there.
We make certain they're armed. The curtain falls. His reign will end!
Madness!
I'm not so sure.
Not if it works.
It is madness!
And the tide will turn.
Monsieur, believe me, there is no way of turning the tide.
You stick to ballet.
Then help us.
Monsieur, I can't.
Instead of warning us, help us.
I wish I could.
Don't make excuses. Or could it be that you're on his side?
Monsieur, believe me, I intend no ill, but monsieur, be careful, we have seen him killed.
She is the
one. This is unbelievable.
This ordeal by far, he'll take me, I know. We'll be parted forever, he won't let me go. What I once used to dream, I now dread. If he finds me, it won't ever end, and he'll always be there, singing songs in my head. Be there singing songs.
She's
in my
mad.
Head.
You said yourself he was nothing but a man. Yet while he lives, he will haunt us till we.
Do I have any choice, he kills without a thought. He murders all that's good, I know I can't refuse, and yet I wish I could. Oh God, if I agree, what horrors wait for me in this the phantom's opera.
Christine, Christine, don't think that I don't care, but every hope and every prayer rests on you now. But this time, clever friend, the disaster will be yours!
Don Juan, Signor Pianti, here is the phrase. Those who tangle with Don Juan, if you please.
Of all who tangle with Don Juan!
No, nearly, but no! Those who tan, tan, tan.
Of all who tangle with Don Juan.
His way is better. At least he make it a sound like music.
Signora, would you speak that way in the presence of the composer?
The composer is not here. And if he were
here, I would say to it. Signor.
So, once again, after 7, 5, 6, 7.
Of all who tangle with Don Juan.
Più non posso.
Thank you.
This man, this thing is not your father. Let her go, for God's sake. Let her go, Christine!
Oh, Rob!
Bravo, monsieur! Such spirited words!
Mortress, monsieur.
Let's see, monsieur, how far you dare go!
More deception! More violence!
Rob, no!
That's right, monsieur! Keep walking this way!
You can't win her love by making her your prisoner!
I'm here, monsieur! The angel of death! Come on, monsieur! Don't stop!
So be it! Now let it be war upon you both!
Come home, I used your voice, slammed the door like crack of doom.
I shall say, come hide with me, where, oh, where, of course, my room.
Poor thing hasn't got a chance.
Here's my hat, my cloak and sword, conquest is assured. If I do not forget myself and laugh.
Passerino, go away, for the trap is set and waits for its prey.
You have come here in pursuit of your deepest urge, in pursuit of that wish which till now has been silent. Silent. I have brought you that our passions may fuse and merge. In your mind you've already succumbed to me, dropped all defenses, completely succumbed to me. Now you are here with me, no second thoughts, you've decided.
You have come here in pursuit of your deepest urge, in pursuit of that wish which till now has been silent, silent. I have brought you that our passions may fuse and merge In your mind you've already succumbed to me, dropped all defenses, completely succumbed to me. Now you are here with me, no second thoughts, you've decided. Past the point of no return, no backward glances, our games of make-believe are at an end. Past all thoughts of if or when, no use resisting, abandon thought and let the dream descend. What raging fire shall flood the soul? What rich desire unlocks its door? What sweet seduction lies before us? Past the point of no return, the final threshold, what warm unspoken secrets will we learn beyond the point of no you.
my black dash there. Down we plunge to the prison of my mind. Down the path into darkness deep as hell. Why, you ask, was I bound and chained in this cold and dismal place? Not for any mortal sin, but the wickedness of my abhorrent face! Hounded out by everyone, met with hatred everywhere. No kind words from anyone, no compassion anywhere. Christine, Christine, why?
Have you gorged yourself at last in your lust for blood? Am I now to be prey to your lust for flesh?
That fate which condemns me to wallow in blood has also denied me the joys of the flesh. This face, the infection which poisons our love. This face which hurt a mother's fear. Pity comes too late. Turn around and face your fate. An eternity of this before your eyes.
This haunted face holds no horror for me now. It's in your soul that the true distortion lies.
Wait, I think, my dear, we have our guest.
No!
Sir, this is indeed an unparalleled delight. I had rather hoped that you would come. And now my wish comes true. You have truly made my night.
Pray her. What you like, only free her. Have you no pity?
Your lover makes a passionate plea.
He's round, it's useless.
I love her. Does that mean nothing? I love her. Show some compassion.
The world show no compassion to me.
Christine, Christine, let me see her.
Be my guest, sir.
Monsieur, I bid you well. Did you think that I would harm her?
Why should I make her pay for the sins which are yours? All of your fine horses now, raise up your hands to the level of your eyes. Nothing can save you now, except perhaps Christine. Start a new life with me. Refuse me and you send your lover to his death. This is the choice. This is the point of no return.
The tears I might have shed for your dark fate grow cold and turn to tears.
Christine, forgive me, please forgive me. I didn't offer you a love for nothing.
Oh, we had
turning back too late for present, useless pity.
Lost.
Oh, hope of prize for hell.
And my life
no
is
point in fighting, for either way you choose, you cannot win. So do you end your days with me, or do you send them to his grave?
I make a lie to you to say.
Point of no return
is the
secret steel. The final flesh of her life is life. Is now the prize which you must earn. You've passed the point of no return.
You deceived me. I gave my mind blindly.
You try my patience. Make your choice!
Beautiful creature of darkness, what kind of life have you known? God give me courage to show you.
Forget me, forget all of this.
Who is this monster?
Leave me alone. Forget all you see. Go now, don't let them find you. Take the bird, swear to me never to tell the secret you know of the angel in hell.
Masquerade, paper faces on parade. Masquerade, hide your face so the world will never find you.
Thank you.
That concludes the score of Phantom of the Opera. We began Act 2 with the entr'acte performed by the orchestra from the 1986 London recording, followed by Masquerade performed by the cast of the 96 studio recording. Then we heard Notes and Twisted Every Way from the 1986 London recording with John Savident, David Firth, Rosemary Ash, John Aaron, Mary Millar, Sarah Brightman, Steve Barton, and Michael Crawford. Then we heard The Graveyard and Wishing You Were Somehow Here Again, sung by Rebecca Kane, who was Christine in the 1990 Canadian cast. Then we heard Wandering Child, Bravo Mansour, Don Juan Triumphant from the 86 London recording with Michael Crawford, Sarah Brightman, Steve Barton, John Aaron, James Patterson in the cast. Then we concluded with The Point of No Return, Down Once More, and the finale in The Phantom's Lair with Colm Wilkinson, Rebecca Kane, Byron Neeson in the cast from the 1990 Canadian production, sorry. And I thought a nice little bonus play out as we conclude our look at the score of Phantom of the Opera, which, as I said, is returning to Broadway in an immersive, I believe it's sort of a walkthrough production. They've rented out a interesting building on 57th Street, and they're encouraging audience members to sort of dress up in sort of semi-costumes, or at least for a gala evening. The show is now going to be called Masquerade, and it is, I believe, beginning previews sometime mid-July. Or late July. They've just announced the cast who will be in it. I believe it's at this point a limited run, but I assume it will extend if it sells very well, which I suspect it will, because I'm sure people are intrigued by the concept of a sort of walkthrough immersive version of Phantom of the Opera that is being totally overseen by Andrew Lloyd Webber himself. So that's going to be interesting. But I thought, as an interesting bonus playout, when the production closed on Broadway in 2023, the three leads, Ben Crawford, Emily Kuwachu, and John Riddle went into the studio and recorded a trio version of Think of Me to commemorate the Broadway closing. So we're going to close out on that right now. So here they are singing Think of Me.
Think of me fondly when we've said goodbye. Remember me every so often, promise me you'll try.
On that day, that not so distant day, when you are far away and free, if you ever find a moment, spare a thought for me. It was always clear that this was never meant to be. If you happen to remember, stop and think of me. Think of August when the trees were green.
of me waking, silent and resigned.
Imagine me trying too hard to put you from my mind. Think of me, please say you'll think of me. Whatever else you choose to do,
there will never be a day when I won't think of you.
Flowers fade, the fruits of summer fade, the other season, so do we.
But please promise me that sometimes